Dylan, how are you?
Not too bad yourself.
No, I'm doing all right. How are things?
Great. Fantastic. We got some great weather here, and yeah, everything's great.
Whereabouts are you?
We're in the Milton, Ontario area.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a nice little bit of snow on the ground, but still a nice day.
Right on. A little bit of snow, not too much. You got a shovel, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So, man, I got to say, I've been loving the tune Whiskey Mind.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
No problem. Tell me the story behind it.
Yeah, so actually it was written by a gentleman named Jordan Ranger, who actually was a writer on one of my last songs, something like that. It was my debut single there, and he pitched it to me, and it almost took me about a year to get everything together to record it. And then I was heading off to Nashville to do the recording, but unfortunately with COVID and everything, they ended up closing down the borders. And, you know, I was so excited about putting out the song. I actually ended up doing it here. And I was a little bit hesitant to put it out as a single just because it is, you know, rock country.
Yep.
But, yeah, I was really excited to get it recorded and everything. And we ended up doing it here. And I just had to record the vocals and everything here. And everything went back to Nashville. A little bit of a different process. But, yeah, it's just a fantastic song.
Now, you're also a songwriter, and when you're getting ready to write a song, what does your setup look like? Are you drinking coffee, right on the same pad all the time? How does that work?
Oh, well, you know what? Usually, if it's by myself, I actually try to stay away from the computer.
Yeah.
I actually have a notebook that I actually have written all my songs in for the past 5 years. But lately, because of COVID, everything's online now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll usually grab a coffee and I'll hit the Zoom there, and usually everything's over Zoom now.
So true, right? Now, I know sometimes sitting down to write, you don't always get to finish. I'm curious, how many unfinished songs are in the waiting right now?
Oh, I probably have a good 3 or 4, but it's funny because what happens is if you take too long on a song, I notice... especially with another writer, people get to thinking too much, and you tend to change the original song, and it ends up going in a completely different way, and it could sometimes be a really good thing, or, you know, not so good. I actually just recently wrote a song about a year and a half ago, and I can't name any names, but we're actually pitching it to actually bigger writers. We want a Canadian country singer, and we actually... ended up redoing the entire song last week, and it's much better now, I think. But it's funny because if you sit on a song too long, it just ends up being changed so much normal.
Now, with the holidays just around the corner, do you have big plans?
Oh, yeah. You know, not really. Just staying at home with the family and everything. I got all my Christmas shopping done early just because, you know, they're closing everything down here.
Yeah.
So I went out and got all my Christmas shopping done early, and I actually have, I think, 20 song rights until the end of December set up already, and we're actually working on a EP right now, so we're just kind of putting the finishing touches on that and everything, and yeah, it's going to be a good one.
That's amazing. Now, I got to give you a round of applause. Having your Christmas shopping done early, is that a norm for you, or are you normally a late shopper?
You know what? I usually like to do it around the 1st of December just because I like walking through the stores and seeing everything and having that kind of Christmas spirit around you.
Yeah.
Doing your, because I my thrill is getting to buy for somebody rather than receive. No, normally I like to do it, but I just to make sure on everything, especially, you know, I got nieces and nephews and everything, so... I went over to Toys R Us and kind of just cleared out their shelves there just to make sure to get everything in time.
Oh, so you're the Funkle.
Yeah, exactly.
And now what family traditions are you looking forward to?
Ooh, well, this year, normally we get the family together and everything, but they ended up closing everything down. So I guess everybody on every side of the family is just really scared about with everything with social distancing. And I'm actually originally born in Knoxville, Tennessee. So we usually go to the States to celebrate with the other side of my family. But again, everything's closed. So it's just, it's going to be a very quiet Christmas, I think.
Yeah. So you think you'll be doing a lot over Zoom with the family?
Yeah. Normally, yeah. We've actually had a thing where every side of the family gets on a Zoom call and everything. And you know, a little bit different because everybody in our household, you know, all kind of bundles up near the computer and everything. And then you got people living in different areas. So it's funny to see about six screens going at a time.
Dylan, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I have one final question for you, and that's how can fans find you and get your music?
Oh, well, I'm all over iTunes, Spotify under Dylan Burke Music, mm-hmm. and also I have an Instagram page and everything, and Facebook. So, and actually, now they just officially put me on Google now. So you just type in Dylan Burke, and I'm all over Google now. So all good things. So that's good.
Amazing, man. Again, loving the tune Whiskey Mind. Can't wait for more music. Don't be a stranger. New tunes come out. Get in touch with me. I'd love to chat with you after the holidays.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Take care. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.